you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
That's the way computers talk to each other.
Unbelievable! Amazing! Fantastic!
Welcome, Moon People.
I hope the professor won't bother me today.
Hello and welcome to the second half of the Table Arts program, Blue Mountains Live. We've got two interviews tonight, one with Dan Muggleton from, he's a comedian who's going to be performing at Bursal Lane on the weekend, and then we're going to replay an interview that was supplied to us by Sebastian de Jong, who's one of the presenters here on Radio Blue Mountains. He has a show during the week called Global Sounds and Magical Beats, and he interviewed the international folk duo Shark and Fox, who are going to be appearing in Katoomba as a part of a Fusion Boutique gig later in April, but he had them on his show. But he also asked if I would replay it on my show on Blue Mountains Live, so we could present it to the Blue Mountains Live audience as well. And so I said, yeah, not a problem. So we're going to replay that interview. But first we've got the interview with Dan Muggleton. So stick around and get yourself a beverage and sit back and enjoy the two interviews. And I think we're going to start it off right off the bat. We're going to have the interview. So here we go.
He's got more contacts in the music and events game than you've had hot dinners. It's Brad the Professor Diedrich on Blue Mountains Live.
Listen from 6 p.m. Thursday nights on Radio Blue Mountains to the Arts and Culture Show, where we present 2 hours of arts, music and interviews, as well as extensive listings of live music, theatre and exhibitions and events happening in the Greater Blue Mountains region. First up is the GBM Cairn Arts Interview Program, Talking Arts, followed by Blue Mountains Live with a weekly directory of the local and touring acts in your area. Tune in to the Professor from 6 p.m. every Thursday right here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
It's important for us mob to take the time to relax and enjoy the journey. And with more than 365 destinations, New South Wales Trainlink can take you home. To reconnect with mob and breathe in your country, weave your way across our lands on board a train or coach and relax. Take it easy while New South Wales Trainlink does the driving.
To find out more and book your next trip, search New South Wales Trainlink. We'll take you there, a New South Wales government program.
Your next Blue Mountains getaway awaits at the Fairmont Resort Blue Mountains. Located on the edge of the breathtaking Jamison Valley, this award-winning resort offers unparalleled luxury in Lura. Discover endless relaxation at the Ubika Day Spa, indulge in world-class dining experiences, unwind by the indoor and outdoor pools, let the kids have a blast in the exciting Kids Zone play area, and challenge your friends to a game of tennis or basketball. The Fairmont Resort Blue Mountains is your ultimate holiday destination. Book your escape today and experience the best of the Blue Mountains. The Fairmont Resort Blue Mountains is at 1 Sublime Point Road, Lura. Call us on 02-4785-0000 or visit www.fairmontresort.com.au.
I'm Grace Petrie. I'm a singer-songwriter from the UK, and you're listening to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
Well, it's a jungle out there.
Welcome to the ultimate entertainment destination in the Blue Mountains, United Cinemas The Edge, where we present for you the latest blockbuster movie releases, special movie events, and classic films. At The Edge Cinema, you can relax in comfort and style in 5 modern cinemas, including the incredible giant G-Max cinema screen, which has to be seen to be believed. The Edge is fully licensed and can cater to your events and private corporate functions. That's United Cinemas The Edge at 225 Great Western Highway, Katoomba. Go to unitedcinemas.com.au/Katoomba.
Hi, this is Lisa Finn Powell from the Joan Sutherland Performing Arts Center and Penrith Regional Gallery, and we are giving away a double pass, two tickets, to a play with songs. It's called Dear Diary by South Coast singer-songwriter Kay Proudlove, and it's on the 8th of June. There are two performances for you to choose from. So if you email me at lisa.finnpowell@penrith.city, you can win the tickets and I'll send them to you. And make sure you mention Radio Blue Mountains in the email. You're listening to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
And if I close my eyes, I can almost hear.
And welcome back to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. This is the gig guide for the entire Blue Mountains, and one of our recommended gigs coming up this weekend is a comedy night put on by Marty Bright, who we heard from last week, and that's with special guest Daniel Muggleton. So welcome to the show, Daniel.
Cheers, mate. Thank you for having me.
And this is a big deal for Marty, as we heard last week. I imagine it's also a reasonably big deal for you as well. Is this the first time you performed up in Katoomba?
Absolutely. It's the first time I've been through the Blue Mountains with a tour show. So that's exciting. I've been trying to do it for a while. And Marty said he found the right venue. And I was like, let's do it.
Brilliant.
2024, it's our year.
Brilliant. Yeah, well, he's obviously got the expectation that it's going to be the start of a big thing, but it's nice to do the first one, I suppose.
Yes, well, look, as the saying goes, you can be the best or you can be the first. I've decided to go with the first.
Yeah,
so that'll do me.
No, we're sure it's going to be the best ever. They'll only be downhill from now, Daniel.
Is that a Blue Mountains joke? I'm not
it,
sure.
It's a Blue Mountains joke.
Absolutely.
So that's brilliant. So it's on, folks, we'll do a little bit of housekeeping right off the bat. So it's on Saturday. It's March 23rd. And apparently Marty is going to support you?
Yep, Marty's doing the support slot. It's at Bursal Lane Studio, I believe is the name of the venue.
That's right, yeah.
And you can get tickets on Moshtix or on my website, www.danielmuggleton.com.au.
Brilliant. Go to the website anyway, folks. You can also get tickets on the Blue Mountains Live site, bluemountainslive.com.au. Go to the events listing, and there's Daniel's there. And that ports over from the Facebook page, where you can also go on the Facebook page on Blue Mountains Live, but we'll have it on Radio Blue Mountains, Katoomba Music, a whole bunch of places. So there's no excuse, Daniel.
There is absolutely no excuse unless you have something more important to do.
Now, what could be more important?
Wedding, financial review for the first quarter of 2024.
I hate both of those things.
Both those things. That's it, though. There's like nothing else more important. Like dinner is considered less important.
No, dinner I quite like.
Quite enjoy
dinners.
Maybe you have a late one. A late dinner.
There's food in lots of places around Bursal Lane there. So the advice is, of course, go and have a nice meal first, and then tear off. What time does it start, Daniel?
It's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Nice and early, so you can get the very early dinner in, the old self-managed super fun dinner, kicking off at 6 p.m. Or you can go to the show first and have the late dinner. Brought to you by a later generation.
That's it.
So up to you.
Indeed. Now, just so we know who Daniel Muggleton is, let's get a little brief history of your comedy career.
Sure. I thought you were going to...
No, I'm not doing it.
Sorry,
no.
I thought there was going to be a bit of a This Is Your Life with Ray Martin. I was pumped.
You wish, Daniel.
The Wikipedia page is getting a little readout. You love that.
I want to hear those personal items that you don't normally relate to people.
Oh, the personal items.
Yes.
Well, my client number at the Commonwealth Bank is 93.
No, not quite that sort of personal. No, I want to hear about about the bully who bullied you at school, and the only way that you could become is continuous was to make jokes on the playground.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I can't believe I'm already coming across as a victim. You barely know. You've got me pegged for my entire high school career. You love that. I don't know. I don't think there was a particularly bullying thing at school. I never really wanted to do comedy either. I had someone tell me I should give it a go. And my first gig went pretty well. My second gig was so bad I didn't do it for a couple of years.
All right.
And then I went back in and gave it another bash. And then... you know, other things have fallen away, and now it's been my full-time gig since I moved to the UK in 2017.
Right. And so a
couple of years in the UK.
So, and are you back in Australia now? Is that where are you living?
Yes, I got back into Australia literally like during the bushfires, right? The horrible bushfires. Oh, okay. That's when I flew back in, and I was like, oh no. This land is on fire. I've made a horrible mistake here.
Right.
And then COVID happened, and the UK was essentially shut down for a year. And I was like, I nailed it. It's one of the greatest decisions of all time. I killed it. Couldn't have played it better there. I've been based here ever since.
Now, I believe you've done a few shows recently, like a few tours and whatever, that had, what they call is critical acclaim. You've had good
critical
reviews.
Critical acclaim.
Yep.
I get stars, you know. I get usually, you know, a four or five star review, sometimes a four and a half.
There you go.
If you got one of those critics who's just determined to sit on the fence.
Right.
I don't think even astrologists would believe in the existence of half a star, but here we are. Some people just won't round it up to five like they should. I was just in Perth, Fringe World and Adelaide Fringe.
Right. Well, that's a big one to crack, isn't it, Adelaide?
Adelaide, yeah, look, Adelaide's been good. Adelaide is dominated now by circus people. You know, it's very strange because usually as a stand-up comedian, you're kind of like the weird one, you know? Like,
right.
My friends are like lawyers and doctors and whatever, and I'm the freak doing stand-up comedy. But then you start hanging out with the circus people with the green hair and the body hair and the incredibly thick thighs.
Oh, okay.
And you start looking like a young liberal.
Is this like the Cirque du Soleil style people?
Absolutely. Circus performers, mate. They
right.
This is the thing. You want to make fun of the circus performers because you can't, because they're very strong. if you insult them, they tend to throw a small Romanian woman at you.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole vibe. And Perth obviously is fine, but there's just that 3-hour time difference from Sydney to Perth, which, like, I don't think counts as legitimate jet lag, but it's just... like just that kind of jet lag where you age.
Right.
Like it's not like, where am I? What am I doing when you go to Europe? You just age like 40 years. Like when I'm in Perth, I'm like a 70-year-old man.
Right.
You know, like I wake up at 6 a.m. for no reason. I eat dinner at 5 p.m. because I'm hungry and I'm a lot more racist. It's crazy. It's just a different vibe over there.
You've just described me, I think, except maybe the racist part, but yeah.
Well, look, mate, I've been following you for a couple of weeks in preparation for this.
Excellent. Well, as I said, once again, we'll do the housekeeping. So it's this Saturday that Daniel's going to be appearing down in Bursal Lane, which is the 23rd. It starts at 7, goes through till, what's it go through till? About 8:30 or so?
About 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, brilliant.
It's my new show as well. So if you've ever seen me before, like maybe you caught me like coming into Sydney for the festivals or whatever. It's the new show. It's called Blinded by the Whites. And I would just like to point out that's an ironic title. Because every now and again you do have a Nazi coming through who thinks, oh boy, this guy's for me.
Oh, really?
And then they leave disappointed. And oh boy, is that the feedback you're looking for?
Well, they leave, but they wait for you in the car park.
Absolutely. To be like, mate, I don't think you went far enough. But I'm like, well, as a Nazi, like, I'm really glad you feel that way.
Yeah.
Good, I did go far enough. I've probably made a horrible mistake here.
Yeah. A comedian friend of mine said, you know, never attack these people in the act, you know, they'll just cause a riot at the time and you'll never get them to sit down. But then, of course, he said, but you also have to leave from a different exit, you know, so.
Well, yes, it's very important to get the fire and safety instructions from a venue.
Yeah, yeah,
not in case there's a fire. There's never a fire, but just sometimes you do need that fire escape.
Yeah, that's it.
And,
that's
you
it.
Know, when the venue's like, we got parking on site, and I'm like, I'll park on the street. Just for some plausible deniability.
So have you ever, so this is the first time in Katoomba, have you ever performed with any of the local comedians? So,
Well, I've done Amanda Gray's room. I think it's called Katoomba Comedy Club.
I was gonna mention that. So
yeah, if I remember correctly, I remember during that show, the thing that really stands out is I was telling a joke about men going to massage parlors for happy endings.
All right.
Radio, so you know we use the euphemism. There was a double couple kind of hanging.
Right.
And they were older, and they burst out like immediately, like before I kind of even got to the funny bit of the joke. And I was like, what's happened here, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, we were just talking about this at dinner.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, wow, like way to just admit that to a room full of people you probably know. it was very fun that they just gave themselves up immediately. Like, yeah, man, we're talking about the happy ending at dinner. This is very relatable stuff.
Keep right, going. Right. Well, they were probably amazed that you'd picked up on the vibe that you were either psychic or a precog or something like that, you know.
Well, I mean, the thing they didn't know, I was just sitting next to them at the restaurant. And I thought I'd bring it up.
that's always a good trick for comedians.
Absolutely,
is to lurk around some of the restaurants before people get to the gig.
Yeah, I mean, I know this comedian in Europe who actually, he'll do corporate gigs where he'll embed himself in a company for like 3 months. Like he'll actually go to work 9 to 5 at a company for 3 months so he can do like a big performance at their Christmas thing and like know specific things about all the employees.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like actually having a job. I'm very impressed by it.
That's very impressive actually to do that amount of research and then amaze everyone at the gig.
Absolutely.
The thing you shouldn't do is give it away. So you've just ruined his act.
Hey, he gives it away at the thing.
No, oh, okay.
I didn't think my coworker Steve was this impressive.
Very cool.
Actually, wait, he's a Swedish guy, so Sven. Let's go with Sven.
Right.
Sven. Nice and vague.
Yeah. All right, Daniel. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks, Brad. Thank you for having me.
And have a great gig. If people haven't got their tickets yet, go and do it right now. Daniel said, you can go to his website, you can go to our website, go to Blue Mountains Live. I'm sure Marty's got a website somewhere for the comedy shows up here.
Absolutely.
We've been promoting
it. Muggleton, Katoomba, I'll come up. And just so you know, there's only 10 tickets left as I speak.
Oh, well done.
So, you know, got to jump on it.
Yeah, that's it. You 10 people who listen to the show, that's about our audience. they'll all come along, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Yeah, brilliant.
As long as I've got nothing more important on, that's very like I
indeed,
just wanted to know that. I do accept excuses provided they're good ones.
As long as they it's dinner and that they they wait for you to finish the show so you can come around and get some inside information on them.
Yeah. For the next
Katoomba show. That's it. Okay, so now with every interview I do, I always ask for a musical reference so we can play some music going out of the interview. So it's either a favourite band or a favourite performer you know of or somebody you listen to while you're writing jokes.
Mate, this is bloody perfect because this show is actually named after a song by The Streets called Blinded by the Lights.
Oh, of course.
That's why I went with Blinded by the Whites. So
that's it.
There you go. You got your song right there.
There we go. Anthem. All right, we'll do that, definitely. Blinded by the Light. Okay, thank you, Daniel. Have a great gig.
Thanks so much, mate. Thanks for having me.
Okay, cheers.
Bye.
That's the one. Oi. How did he not find a baggie with his hand in my shoe? Way too close for me. Oh, well, at least they allowed me through. Should be a good night in here. Ramo in the main room. People keep pushing me though, no reception on the phone, and I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
They said they'd be here, they said in the corner, and I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
These look well speckled, a bit green and blue, freezes well cheap though, so I'll take 3 if I need to. Right, I'm on a plan, I wish the bouncers would go away. Borrow water off this man, here goes nothing, okay? And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
Oh, that's proper rain, that tastes like hairspray. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
I hate coming to the entrance just to get bars on my phone. You have no new messages, so why haven't they phoned? Men, you write message. So where are you and Simone? Send message, Dan's number. Where have they gone? And I'm thinking,
lights are blind in my eyes.
Why's the message pending? Where the fuck are you? And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
Brandy or beer? Water's a good idea. Wish that bar lady'd appear and come serve over here. Where the fuck could they be? Still not over in the corner. This night's a tragedy. I keep thinking I saw her. And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
No, that's not them. That's not them either. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
I'm still not feeling anything. This has got to be a dub. It's been ages since I necked it. I smoked 6 tabs to the knob. Belly's not even tingling. I just feel a bit pissed. No one looks like mingling. I can't see her or him. And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
I'm gonna do another, I think. Yeah, one more, these are shit. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
These toilets are a piss tape. Queue's bigger than the door. Gotta get rid of this pill taste. What are they chatting so much for? Glad I'm not a girl in this place. They'll be here till dawn. Sure, my belly's tingling a bit. Something's happening, I'm sure. And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
Maybe I shouldn't have done the second one. I feel all fidgety and warm.
People pushing by, then walking off into the night.
Everything in the room's spinning. I think I'm gonna fall down. My heart's beating too quick. I'm fucking tripping out. I wonder whether they got in. Turned away, no doubt. Who cares? This is a tune coming in. That one noise is like, I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
My eyes are rolling back. I'm rubbing my thighs with my hand. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
Yeah, yeah, they cheer. Can they see my hand in the air? I need to wave them over here. I swear Simone's kissing Dan. My head's twisted severe. Bodies rushing everywhere. They could have texted me when they were near. But I'm fucked and I don't care.
Lights are blinding my eyes.
What was I thinking about? Oh, who cares?
People pushing by.
Totally fucking.
Then walking off into the night.
Stand. This is fucking amazing.
He's got more contacts in the music and events game than you've had hot dinners. It's Brad the Professor Diedrich on Blue Mountains Live.
G'day, Rob here from the Raduga Trio. We play a new take on European gypsy music featuring Dee on clarinet, Nina on accordion, Rob on upright bass, and myself on a D-hole Django-style guitar. I did say Raduga Trio. Actually, there are 4 in the band. The music is exciting, energetic, and raw gypsy style. And you're listening to Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM.
Join Blue Mountains Creative Arts Network, a dynamic group of painters, sculptors, writers, artisans, musicians, podcasters, filmmakers and cross-genre innovators working across the Greater Blue Mountains from Glenbrook to Lithgow. Get involved and help us develop exciting and compelling projects to serve our community through the arts. Become a BM CAN member for only $50 a year at bmcan.com.au/join.
gang of savvy shoppers in Lithgow. Step into Harvey Norman Lithgow for an unparalleled shopping extravaganza. Discover jaw-dropping deals across the store, including the brand new Samsung S24 series and last year's TVs at clearance prices. Got home renovations on your mind? Swing by and consult with our experts about the latest kitchen appliances to elevate your space. Don't wait. Rush to Harvey Norman Lithgow today and seize these incredible offers. Harvey Norman Lithgow, where unbeatable bargains meet exceptional service.
The team at Mountain High Pies in Wentworth Falls love making pies, serving barista quality coffee, and they love supporting Radio Blue Mountains. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. and located at 293 Great Western Highway, Wentworth Falls, Mountain High Pies has 15 years experience serving and supporting the Blue Mountains community.
Hi, I'm Ian from Katoomba Music, and in these times, I'd recommend that you listen to the local radio station, Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. Local is becoming a lot more important and reliable, and we've got to encourage these great people who sort of volunteer and keep this thing going.
Thanks, Ian. And the phone number for Katoomba Music?
4782 1121.
Thursday night is football night on RBM. Steve Perry presents View from the Stand, our round ball football and music show covering the local game here in the Blue Mountains, the New South Wales National Premier League, the A-League men's and women's competitions, as well as a look overseas to the English Premier League, the Champions League and more. That's View from the Stand every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on RBM 89.1 FM.
Attention all adventurers in the greater Blue Mountains region. Get ready to explore like never before with the Ask Roz Tourism Show, your ultimate guide to the wonders of the Blue Mountains. Join host Robin Catchy Catch Love as she uncovers hidden gems, shares insider tips, and has interviews with local services and businesses that will enrich your visit. Reaching over 1 million people every month, the Ask Roz digital platform is where the adventure starts. Tune in to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM every Friday at 9 a.m. and let the journey begin.
And welcome back to Blue Mountains Live. Now, we have a special treat tonight. We have a interview conducted by fellow presenter Sebastian de Jong on his program and Global Sounds, Magical Beats. And he did an interview with Shark and Fox, international folk act Shark and Fox, who are actually Emily Rose Sarkov and Jaron Freeman, who are going to be here in the country touring, and they're going to be playing at the Katoomba Lighthouse on Saturday the 13th of April 2024. Doors for that open at 6 p.m. Performance starts at 7, and you can do your bookings through Humantics. To just go to either the Fusion Boutique website or Facebook page, because that's who's putting that event on. And we thank charity for bringing such wonderful acts, international acts, to Katoomba. Special guest performing on the night is Kieran Sawyer. And it's going to be a great show. So Sebastian has already interviewed them to give us a bit of time to get ready and buy our tickets. But it's, you know, it's an international folk act bringing virtuosic music to the Blue Mountains. Emily Rose and Jaron, they're Shark and Fox, and they're a Canadian-Australian duo who has shapeshifted between many musical traditions to create an exciting sound on the forefront of folk music. So I think they're going to be joined by the thrum, by guest drummer Kieran Sawyer, So, yeah, something worthwhile looking forward to. So let's hear the interview that that Sebastian did with them after a little bit of music from Shark and Fox.
How did this unlikely global collaboration happen?
That's a great question. Well, it transpired. I've been saying that we just kind of didn't have a choice. We tried every other option. We tried just playing tunes for fun. We tried recording tunes together as a, you know, just learning each other's tunes or just doing a little recording project. And it just seemed inevitable that we in fact had to perform this music as a duo. And I think that is a good feeling, having exhausted the other options of what this kind of collaboration would look like. And this really feels right to be sharing this music on stage as a band.
The decision was made for us, really. Like, it couldn't happen any other way.
Well, I mean, we're living in the times of the internet where we can fire files to each other backwards and forwards and, you know, take our time and think about things. So I guess that's really facilitated this whole process, yeah?
In some ways, yeah, but you make a good point that I think, that was...
I feel like that was more of the idea, yeah. I feel like that was like our expectation. We're like, yeah, why don't we try we'll, you know, we'll have some Zoom calls, and also we'll like send each other demos and then record on the demos. And like that kind of happened to the tiniest of extents, but there's nothing that can replace getting in a room together and playing music and working out what it's supposed to sound like.
But luckily we're on the same page as being the kind of people who are up for just doing that and hashing it out every second of every day, whether as soon as we're off stage and before we get to the gig and everything. And so we can make pretty fast work in the week that I had leading up to this tour. And that was really, that was really cool.
That's awesome. I mean, I know Emily Rose was in Canada last year, and I assume that was what you were doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were working on tunes, and we also, she sat in I booked her for a few gigs in a couple of random bands I had that had some gigs around then, and we recorded some music. But really, that's when we finally came to the conclusion of like, you know what, we've got to just try going on tour and see how this feels.
Yeah. So you're playing at the National Folk Festival?
Yes, we are. Pretty excited about that one. And we've got a whole bunch of gigs leading up to it. So by the time we get there, hopefully we'll be really on fire. Or explosive, as they liked to describe us, I think, in the National when they posted about us. And we're actually teaming up with a really cool drummer. So our duo is going to become a trio. Get those people dancing. Get them feeling things. Yeah.
Awesome. And it will be all your own material that you'll be playing?
We're playing mostly our songs, mixed with like a couple, you know, there's a few traditional Swedish or Norwegian melodies that crop up, a couple traditional Bulgarian melodies, mm-hmm. and maybe a lyric pillaged from Tom Waits here or there. But I always say I'm not doing my job as a performer if I can distinguish between my own writing and the other person's writing, if I'm singing a cover or my own song or something. And I think even similarly between the songs that Emily Rose and I have co-written or just one of us wrote, it's really the goal, the final destination is to be in a state where you have no idea who wrote the song, because it just feels like it's such a part of you.
So that leads me on to the question that I sent through to Emily Rose about, like, what are your musical influences that you guys, maybe the best way to put it is, what are the influences that you can recognize in the music that you play?
Well, I think one of the first things that we both realized we were quite excited about, a mutual excitement about sort of Balkan music and particularly Bulgarian music. Jaron's gone and studied actually in Bulgaria, but
oh, wow.
I just aspire to one day. But I've listened to it a lot, and I've played it quite a lot with a band called Chaika that I used to be part of, and we did quite a lot of singing in sort of a Bulgarian style, which I just really love all that stuff. And so I would definitely say that those rhythms and inflections and sort of infectious melodies from that area of the world are definitely an influence.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's just anything. Like there's no limits of what we're allowed to be influenced by, I suppose. Like I would say, you know, I'm influenced by like Debussy. You know, as a pianist who grew up playing like lots of classical music, and I loved Impressionism. And I would say that I'm really influenced by like beautiful singer-songwriters as well. I love Joni Mitchell, and I I've got some, you know, real favorite songwriters that are making songs right now, like The Magic Lantern is one of my faves. And Australian songwriters as well. I love going to Australian folk festivals and artists becoming my favorite artists and inspiring me and influencing me. People like Lucy Wise, Martha Marlowe.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being inspired by sort of my fellow friends and musicians. It's pretty exciting. Awesome.
And Emily Rose kind of touches on an interesting point there, I think, which maybe answers a little bit of another question about like why this collaboration, why now, why these people, you know, if we're both so interested in traditional music from these specific cultures, why are we collaborating with each other as opposed to artists from these areas? And I think the answer to that is that there is a kind of sisterhood between these two young colonial countries of Canada and Australia that has this real dearth of tradition. If you're, you know, the, you know, you don't, my ancestry has nothing to do with the original Canadians. My folks are American. But coming from that culture of these young colonies, I think the one upside as far as traditional music goes is you really are just born into this level of freedom where you don't, you're not beholden to any tradition, and you really have the freedom to just chase after whatever sounds beautiful to you. And that, and I really, you know, credit Canada as to why I felt this kind of freedom and therefore imperative to go like study in India when I was, you know, I dropped out of jazz school to go study in India, or to later go study in Bulgaria or Scandinavia. And I think there's a similar kind of freedom here. And that's why that sort of shape-shifting that happens naturally as a result of the music we write, rather than a sort of forced fusion, which is my least favorite kind of music, is sort of what we've ended up doing together here as Shark and Fox. We are in Katoomba.
Yes. That's going to be the last gig of this tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so, for me, that's it's a fun parallel because my first ever Australia tour, almost, I think, 10 years ago now, our last gig of the tour, or my first tour with my band, the last gig of the tour was in Katoomba, put on by the same wonderful promoter.
Charity.
And yeah. We played the Hotel Geirin. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
Hi.
That was at the railway station. Yeah, I know.
Right.
That.
And they have ghost tours. They actually were leading a ghost tour through the, while we were sound checking, they had a ghost, you know, they were leading a crowd through on a ghost tour because apparently it's haunted. And I can attest that the place is definitely haunted. And so I'm very excited to close out this tour at the same wonderful, beautiful and spooky town. Yeah.
We're playing at the Lighthouse, though.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Now the Lighthouse, but it's a lovely open venue in the sense that the room's quite wide. So anyway, you'll see when you get there. I didn't realize it was the last gig of your tour. That's awesome.
Yeah. Lucky Katoomba.
It'll be fun.
Plans to record?
Yeah, that's another great point. We I think most musical artists from as long as I've been around have fallen into this trap of, you know, feeling this obligation to be churning out content. And your standard timeline is you make a record and then you tour the record. You know, you release the record, you tour the record. And usually at the end of the tour, you're ready to record the record.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to circumvent a little bit of that. We have our first single is coming out quite soon, and we're really excited to share that. I think it is, we just lucked out, and this song just popped out perfectly in a way that felt like it just happened without us even trying. But the rest of the songs that we're playing, I think, they're changing every night in front of these different audiences, and we're waiting until this tour is over to then lay some of that down on wax, as it were.
Indeed.
Or in ones and zeros, in our case.
Yeah, I happen to know where there's a studio, actually.
I think you're maybe referring to my studio. Is that correct?
I am.
We're hoping that in the last couple of days while Jaron's here that we may be able to embark upon the journey of recording some of these pieces that we're playing a lot of, because we've got still another 4 weeks to go on this tour. So pretty exciting.
That is exciting. All right. Look, that's covered the basic stuff that I wanted to cover. What is there stuff you guys want to say?
Yeah, I guess I think it would be fun to just talk about that this is really music for everyone. And I don't mean that in a I guess what I'm trying to say is I know a lot of people who don't really listen to instrumental music and they don't really listen to folk music, and I would really like to consider this band as like an ambassador for those styles. Even people who are used to only enjoying singer-songwriters or thrash metal, we have something here. We have it planned. We have a little map. We have a breadcrumb trail that we made just for you to find your way into these songs. And I would really encourage people who, especially the kind of people who maybe wouldn't think they would want to hear an accordion fiddle duo, to give us a chance, because that for me is the greatest joy is being able to share this kind of music with people who never thought they'd like it. And in fact, they really do find their way inside these songs.
Yes, thank you. We have a few metalheads on the station, so.
Fantastic.
I might just send that clip to them.
We definitely have something in there for the metalheads.
Yeah.
We guarantee you.
Right, okay. All right, there's your teaser, folks. Very good. Well, I think that's probably all we need to discuss on this.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
shards from the sky. How I want to feel it touch me on the shoulders, gently telling time, wait, it says go slow, oh, help things grow, you just plant a seed, feel the rain, I hear it fall, watch the ground. Slowly drink more simple things water brings to us. Oh, let it fall, storm clouds. We want to feel them raining on us now. As a seed, so feel the rain and hear it fall. Watch the ground slowly drink more. Sing.
Hi, I'm Manus Maguire. I'm a fiddle player from Sligo in the northwest of Ireland. I want to thank Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. Hope everything goes well for the radio station, who are doing some Trojan work in the whole folk world. I want to thank Brad very much. and wish everybody at the radio station the very best of luck.
Hi, I'm Nathan Power from Gusto Gusto. You're listening to The Professor on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
So thanks for listening to the show. You won't be listening to The Professor anymore because it's now time to listen to Steve Perry with View from the Stand. Round ball news, lots of great music. And, of course, the dulcet tones of Steve Perry. Stand by here on Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM.